I had to go to the doctor the other day. Then I'm in the waiting room, and they make you fill out those stupid forms. Like, who should we notify in case of an emergency? I'm like, how about the doctor? How about that, huh? They're like, no, we mean like a parent. What the hell's my parents gonna do? They're like, Mrs. Laporte, your son's been in a terrible accident. She's like, oh, well, give him ice cream. He likes ice cream.
Debbie Gibson, Motley Crue, Max Headroom, Scooby-Doo, John Bon Jovi, Teddy Ruxpin, Reagan sheds a tear. Knight Rider, Silver Spoons, 99 Red Balloons, Dirty Dancing, Dukes of Hazzard, Mr. Belvedere. Ghostbusters, RoboCop, Where's the Beef, Pudding Pops, Thundercats, Who's the Boss, Axl Rose and Gorbachev, Torn Jeans, MTV, Mr. Furley, Mr. T, Cosby Show, Hall of Fame, Corey Feldman, Corey Haim.
We didn't start the 80s, they've been burning strong since we gave a bomb. We didn't start the 80s, we were driving Hugos and we loved Menudo.
Donkey Kong, Pac-Man, Stacy Q, Duran Duran, Mork and Mindy, Blair and Tootie, New Kids on the Block, Boy George, Bill and Ted, Ferris Bueller, Sick in Bed, He-Man, Care Bear, Smurfs and Fraggle Rock, New Coke, G.I. Joe, Nancy Reagan's Just Say No, Ayatollah tried to kill us. What you talking about, Willis?
We didn't start the 80s, Gary Hart's romancing, and we love breakdancing. We didn't start the 80s, we had Bird and Magic and Inspector Gadget.
McDLT, Double Whopper, Billy Idol, Cindy Lauper, Soviet Union in a frenzy, Pokey Brewster, Spuds McKenzie, A-Team, Top Gun, Salman Rushdie on the run, Pop Rocks, Rat Pack, Michael Jackson was still black. Love Shack, Hungry Eyes, Golden Girls and Family Ties, Ollie North took the stand, Contra scandal in Iran, Love Boat, Growing Pains, Ricky Schroeder's Choo Choo Train, Swatch Watch, Light Bright, Oprah had an appetite, Footloose, Flashdance, Crimping Hair, Puffy Pants, Skinny Ties, Jelly Shoes, Huey Lewis in the News, Rainbow Bright, Faith No More, Pee Wee Herman, Rocky Four, Alvin, Simon, Theodore, I can't take it anymore.
We didn't start the 80s. What a great song parody. Oh, good morning. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me here at WRJN on this Tuesday morning, March 26th. Wow. Okay. That was good. That got me in a good mood this morning. Let me just... there was another song parody from We Didn't Start the Fire, and I can't find it anymore. I thought it was Weird Al Yankovic, but they claim he never did a song parody on that. I'm pretty sure he did, because I remember it. So I was looking for it, and I can't find it. It's somewhere out there. Well, good morning. Coming up later on at 7:06, we have Denise Lockwood here from Racine County Eye. We'll talk news, find out what's going on in Racine County, some stories she's working on. And I'm going to talk about something I heard. I was on 60 Minutes the other day. I haven't seen 60 Minutes in decades, literally. And I was watching it on demand because there was a story I wanted to see. And they were talking about misinformation on the internet, which I always knew was there. But, wow, there's a lot of it out there. And it looks so real. You can't tell. They showed tanks on the Texas border. It was really South America those tanks were in, but it looked like Texas. People just, they just lie. They put it up there. And there's a whole big thing now is that free speech. Do the YouTube and Meta, are they like newspapers? They could print, you know, as long as it's not, you know, slanderous or libel in this case in newspapers. As long as it's not libel, can they print it? So we're going to talk about that stuff with Denise Lockwood coming up at 7:06 this morning. Let's see what else I got for you. Oh, yeah, you know, I gotta tell you about this because we have to get this thing finished by Friday. The Royal Family Kids Camp. We're offering 4 tickets to the Bucks-Celtics game. Get a whole VIP experience. You enter by the BMO VIP entrance. You sit in section 116, row 2, seats 1 through 4. That's the Jockey Club. You get a free parking pass at the 5th Street parking garage. You get 10 bucks on your Bucks app for each ticket you got. That's 40 bucks. And all you do is have to bid on them. Go to WRJN.com/bucks, WRJN.com/bucks. You got to bid over $1,200 because the last time I checked, that was the bid. And I'm sure it's higher by now. So at least over $1,200. So go to WRJN.com/bucks. Give us your name, email address, and your bid. That's all you got to do. WRJN.com/bucks for the Royal Family Kids Camp. They're sending kids from foster homes for 1 week to be kids again. These kids have had rough times, either losing parents, parents taken away from them, them taken away from parents. It's not fun. When you're a kid, you should enjoy life. You should be carefree. You shouldn't have to think about anything. When you were a kid, did you ever think about anything? You know what my biggest worry was? Am I going to make it home in time to watch the Flintstones tonight? I wonder if Johnny, Kevin, Glenn, Rosemary, and Nancy, and Wendy are outside now playing without me. Those are the biggest worries I had. These kids have bigger worries than that. This 1 week will take away their worries. Royal Family Kids Camp, it's actually held in Lake Geneva for 1 week. And Rick Teller, who's the assistant chief in Racine, and his wife, put this thing together with a lot of volunteers who give up their vacation time to spend time with these kids, fish, do all the things that kids should be doing, arts and crafts, just and camaraderie with other kids who were basically in the same boat they are, no pun intended. They're in the same situation. Royal Family Kids Camp, WRJN.com/bucks bid on those tickets. Celtics, four Bucks Celtics tickets, and you'll sit right up front. You can even get the sweat on you from the players. Yeah, it's really good. All right, a study found the most Googled jobs out there in America. You looking for a job? Here's where they want to work. Amazon jobs, number one, followed by virtual assistant jobs, flight attendant jobs. Now, flight attendant is a job I wouldn't take, and I'll tell you why. Forget about the doors falling off the planes, the wheels falling off, running onto the grass, breaking the wing. Forget about all that. These passengers on there lately, and I watch these videos, and they have them on a show called Customer Wars. These passengers are crazy on these planes sometimes. They get up, they've got some kind of, either they're drunk or mental disability, and they start fights, screaming, trying to get into the cockpit, trying to open the emergency doors. Who wants to deal with that? Forget the small seats and the people putting their seats back on your knees, planes being late, turbulence. Who wants to deal with that stuff? Forget being a passenger. I wouldn't want to deal with it as a flight attendant. You got to deal with these people. I would last 9 seconds of that job if I had a flight attendant job. Because I would tell people, sit down and shut up. Mr. Rosen, can you please report the co-pilot would like to speak to you about your termination? So, yeah, I wouldn't have flight attendant jobs. And I knew a flight attendant, and she was very calm, but I couldn't do that job. There's no way. I could barely do this job. Guy in Texas running for president after officially changing his name to literally anybody else. That's his name. First name is literally, middle name is anybody, and last name is else. His name before he changed it was Dustin Eby. If he doesn't win, he has plans to go back to that name. But there is a chance he can run again in 4 years with the name literally anybody else. Just turned 35, so this is the first time he's taken a run at the presidency. First time he's old enough. So we'll see what happens with Mr. Literally Anybody Else. Odd but true. Hey, what's your father's first name? If it's not William, forget it. Andrew Carnegie, John D. Rockefeller, Henry Ford, Bill Gates all spent time as the richest men in the world, and all of them had a father named William. So if your dad's not William, forget it. You're not going to be a billionaire. Have you ever gone on Facebook to look up an old bully from school hoping their life didn't turn out well? Well, maybe you shouldn't check. A study found that it spanned 50 years and bullies tend to earn more than kids that they bullied. I had one bully and actually I had two of them. One of them it's the only fight I ever got in my life. And he wasn't a bully anymore after I took care of him. But that was the only fight. That was in fifth grade. The other one was this guy used to use a slur on me all the time, a religious slur. And he was bigger than I am. It's hard to believe because I'm 6'3" now, but he was bulkier, you know, football guy. And he used to refer to me that. So somebody said, why don't you refer to him by this slur for his nationality? And I'd never heard the slur before, so I yelled it at him, and he chased me down. He ran, and I ran faster. He couldn't run, and I ran faster. He became a good friend of mine after that. I stood up to him, and he became a friend. I think he's doing okay today. You know what? He did pass away. I'm thinking about the different guy. Yeah, he did pass away. I guess he's not doing better than I am. Jerry Seinfeld, reportedly a billionaire, according to an estimate of his net worth. He made $465 million on syndication deals alone, another $94 million from his streaming deal with Netflix, and they claim he's a billionaire. You know, I knew Jerry when he was 5, 6 years old, and we kind of parted ways when he was 13. He went, you know, different direction, you know, different part of town he moved to. But we knew each other from like 5, 6 up to 13 years old, hung around. We have some 8mm movies of him over our house and so forth. Had I known he was going to be a billionaire, maybe I would have stayed in touch. All right. This is always risky business. An animal control officer near Toronto helped out a skunk with a peanut butter jar stuck on its head. The skunk is okay, ran off. No word if it, you know, sprayed the officer or not. This is true. I was leaving the building one day with somebody who worked here. And we go out, open the front door, and a parade of mama skunk and her baby skunks walk right in front of us. We backed up, back in the building, back. And they were living under the steps. They burrowed under the dirt, and they found a nice little home under the steps. And they were spraying the building. And it happened quite a few times, and it's really bad, especially on a summer day, which it was. So we had to bring in some animal control people to fix the situation for us and just, you know, take them to a different spot. That's all. Readjust their living quarters to someplace. I put a big sign out front to guests, don't come in the building, go around back. Yeah, so they just relocated them. They got them out of here. But still, ugh, it was during the summer. They kept spraying the building. Mama and her babies. Yeah, it was sad to see them relocated. But, you know, can't have them spraying the building. One day, our general manager, the owner of the building, owner of the radio station, Tony Gazzana, ran over a skunk. Was already dead, but he ran over it, and the whole undercarriage of the car got, he must have broke that sack and got the spray underneath the car, and it stunk. And he stunk because it was permeated the car. 619 WRJN Radio, hometown radio, refreshed, a civic media station.
Swing.
22 at WRJN. Denise Lockwood from Racine County Eye coming in at 7:06 this morning. Tomorrow morning, Carol Gianforte and Jim Messier are going to be in here. And we're going to reminisce about Racine in the 50s and 60s, the grocery stores that were around here at the time. They have a whole big presentation. That's tomorrow morning. You don't want to miss that. 7:06 WRJN. And by the way, in case you miss any of these shows and you say, gee, I really wanted to hear that, all you have to do is podcast the show. You can podcast, get the podcast at civicmedia.us, Civic Media app, WRJN.com. You can go to Spotify. You can go to the Apple Podcast. We're everywhere. Just type in Don Rosen and you'll get all the shows we've ever done here, okay? Seven, 623. Hey, listen each morning at 7, 10, 1, and 3. That's 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. for your chance to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and be entered to win one of the two grand prizes that include new bikes, outdoor patio furniture, a blender, and more. Listen for your chance to win that Chula Vista Resort overnight stay and more with our Ride into Spring statewide contest. You're on WRJN. Contest ends Friday, March 29th, 4 p.m. More info and contest rules, go to civicmedia.us and be listening this morning at 7 a.m. A little after 7 we'll do it. And we'll give you the password is, actually it's called the keyword. The keyword is, and we'll tell you what that is, all right? That's coming up here, WRJN. Yep. Right in the spring, giving away some nice prizes. We recently stayed at Chula Vista. It's a really nice complex right there in the Dells, right in the heart of everything. It's a lot of fun. Well, people in New York can pop into a bar in Brooklyn called the Mallard Drake, and you can get your clothes ironed for free. Apparently, a guy known as Iron Man has been doing it on and off since 2016. He irons clothes in a tuxedo on Monday nights. It's first come, first served. You bring in something and have it ironed. Or you can give them the clothes off your back. He gives you a robe to wear and irons your clothes and you can put them back on again. I wouldn't mind something like that in Racine, would you? Yeah, every Monday night, just bring my clothes down and get them ironed. Odd but true. The movie Titanic, minus the present day scenes and credits, runs 2 hours, 40 minutes. That's the exact time it took for the Titanic to go down in 1912 off Canada's East Coast. The collision with the iceberg reportedly went on for 37 seconds, the same length as the collision in the movie. Now, James Cameron must have, obviously he did it on purpose, but he had it come out to the exact time. The California Highway Patrol lets people know that imaginary friends do not count in the carpool lane. They caught a guy driving with a shirt and hat on his passenger seat to make it look like a person. Nice try. Give that man a ticket. Tennessee has become the first state in the country to pass legislation to protect musicians from artificial intelligence. The bill is called the Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Secure Act. What do you think that's an acronym for? Yeah, it's Elvis, the Elvis Act. Yeah, Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security Act. The Elvis Act. It prohibits anyone from using AI to mimic an artist's voice without their permission. Takes effect July 1st. So you think they came up with the word Elvis and said, let's, you know, figure out what we could do with those letters, or do they just say, you know what? That's amazing. Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security Act. That spells Elvis Act. Oh, wow. All right. Speaking about, oh no, summer's coming. And what's the problem with oh no this summer? Expect to see lots of men in crop tops this summer. They're trendy now. You got to be kidding. They're not trendy. A guy in Hawaii escaped from jail, made it 100 yards, got hit by a car. Now the drivers wanted for hit and run on this escaped prisoner. You know, if he just would have stayed in the jail cell, none of this would have happened. Crazy people update. A woman in Indiana got arrested after she held a dryer repairman at gunpoint because he wouldn't accept the warranty. I think at that point I would have said, you know what? I think you're right. I think there is a warranty on this. A guy at Disney World gets arrested for snatching a pair of Mickey Mouse ears off a random lady's head. Said his daughter lost hers and he thought they were the same ones. It turns out, and this is amazing, I would never have thought this, mouse ears at Disney World are fairly common. Who would have thunk it? This gives you the willies. A study came out on a rare disorder called PMO. I never heard of it. That makes you see people as demons. Now, if you haven't seen the renderings, and I haven't, they tell you what it looks like, and it's pretty freaky what these people are seeing. Whoa. A woman asked Reddit for advice after her husband, Stuart, said he wants to name their daughter Stuarta. Stuart with an A at the end. She says he won't budge on it. He better budge. Don't do that to your daughter. Name her Stuarta. Showbiz news. Happy Gilmore 2 is in the works. Christopher McDonald, who played Shooter McGavin, says Adam Sandler recently showed him the first draft of his script. They can't leave well enough alone, can they? Giselle Bundchen says she would like you to know she never cheated on Tom Brady. Duly noted. And Kevin Bacon's attending the prom at the Utah High School where Footloose was filmed. The school's being relocated after this year, so that was a nice thing to do. Go out there and give one more last dance on the dance floor. I think that's really nice. All right, the top awkward things we pay someone to deal with include calling a locksmith when you lock yourself out. All right. Let's see what else we do here. I've got a long list here. Hold on a second. Let me just go over some of these things here. All right, how about this one? Assemble IKEA furniture for you after struggling to do it yourself. I hate assembling stuff. I can do it, but I just hate doing it. Remove a bad tattoo. Go get your stuff after a breakup. Oh, so you broke up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, and now you got to go get your stuff back. Whoa. I bring the cops with me. And buying an embarrassing medication or product. Yeah, you're online at Walgreens, and the pharmacist, well, this is for that big itch in that area that we can't mention. When the redness and itch go away, slow down with this medication cream. Oh, ointment. That's even worse when they say the word ointment. Yeah, use the ointment on your bad area until the redness and the itching go away. Yeah, this is what you want to hear at Walgreens in front of a crowd. 629 WRJN, a Civic Media Station, hometown radio. Refreshed. There we are.
Hello, New York! It's great to be here. I'm a Jersey girl myself. I grew up there as a latchkey kid. You guys know what that is? It's like a legal term for neglect. Only when I was growing up, we didn't have all these things like the beepers and the cell phones and the answering machines. I was my parents' answering machine. Hello? No, I'm sorry, my mom isn't here right now. I mean, she's in the shower. This was our elaborate security system. When will she be out of the shower? Around 11:30. She's very dirty.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high. Backseat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues, working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news, working on our night moves, in the summertime. Some pie in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword.
37 at WRGN. Forecast for today, rain, thunderstorms, highs near 53. Cloudy, chance of rain tonight, lows around 28. Then there's hope for tomorrow, sunny with a high near 41. Right now it's windy and 45 degrees. It is windy out there. And it's wet and windy. It's kind of creepy. So tomorrow, sunshine should be here. And we're still checking the forecast for the egg extravaganza at the zoo on Saturday. So far, partly sunny. Nice day in the 50s. I'm liking that. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Denise Lockwood. Is that her hanging around the outside of the building there? See, you're lurking in the darkness, and it's very creepy. Because I can't see you. I just see a shadow out there. Did you bring your own coffee cup?
No, I forgot.
Oh, no, because I can't find any coffee cups. I'll look in just a minute.
Okay.
There used to be a whole big thing of the styrofoam coffee cups there, and they're gone. I don't know where they went.
I know. I need coffee now.
All right. Well, see if you can find something to hold it in. Okay. All right. So Denise Lockwood's going to be here shortly. And lock that front door, Denise, if you can, if you can hear me. All right. What color is your car? A new study found that yellow and orange cars hold their value the best, while brown and gold cars lose their value over time. I have a black car. I heard black cars hold their value pretty well. When was the last time you used a payphone? For most Americans, it's been more than 15 years ago, or never. 12% have used one in the past 5 years, including 5% who said the past year. Oddly enough, people under 30 are the most likely to have used a payphone in the past year. Maybe a novelty thing. We're talking decades with me using his payphone. I can't remember the last time I used a payphone. It's got to be 30, 40 years ago. Now, I believe there's still a payphone in the gas station where I get gas. I think they have one there. I see it outside. I have to look. I have to get gas today. I'll take a look. But yeah, there was a payphone there, and occasionally people use it. You know, people who want to have an alibi for a murder, you know, tend to use payphones because they don't want, you know, to get it traced. So if you see somebody using a payphone, chances are they're trying to alibi a murder. And that's why they use payphones. At least that's what I found from Dateline. Did you find a coffee cup?
No.
Oh, there was a whole big package of styrofoam coffee cups out there.
All right, I'll go check it.
I didn't see it out there. I looked. I did find there's a cup where they keep nails and screws in. I can empty them out. I'll get you something. We'll get something here. I can't believe it. What happened to them? It was just out there. You know whose fault it is? Those engineers. They steal everything. They pretend to put equipment in and fix the building, but they're actually stealing coffee cups. We have tons of little plastic cups for the water cooler. We have boxes of those cups, but you can't put coffee in them. They're little shot glasses. we'll see what we can find. I'll get you something. I don't want you pouting for the next hour and a half. All right, let's see what we got here. Have you used a payphone lately?
No.
I'm telling you, it's been decades since I've used a payphone. It could be 40 years ago. Could be more. I have no use to use a payphone.
So, fun fact, Pa Lockwood worked for the telephone company for like 45 years, I think it was.
Who's that?
That's my dad.
Okay,
my dad.
Well, I didn't know him.
Yeah, I call him Pa Lockwood.
Yeah, I bet.
Or Pops, Pappy, whatever.
When she was a little girl.
Hey, little pumpkin
hey, Paul,
egg.
Come here a second. I want to hit something, Paul. So he did work for the phone company.
Oh, for decades, decades and decades.
Yeah. I'll tell you something. Yeah. I found out about a week and a half ago, and I tried it here because I didn't know.
Yeah.
411 and operator don't exist anymore. The zero on the phone, you can't use it anymore. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but apparently I didn't know that because I didn't use it.
Now, we have a landline here, and I will demonstrate that.
Right.
And you dial it, and you you know, one of those things.
Okay.
You can't get an operator by hitting zero anymore, and you also can't get 411, get information anymore. And the reason was, they said you got Google.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
And so why? And they said there were 400,000 operators across America at one time.
I used to be one.
Oh, you
Back in the day.
Number, please.
I know. This was
number, please.
This would have been back in.
If you use that word again, I'm just going to disconnect this phone call.
Summer of 1988. My dad worked for the telephone company, and they were short-staffed, and there's a whole room. It wasn't just like one or two of us. It was like probably like 50, 60 of us in a room. And we used to get all of the interesting, well, they were very interesting phone calls. Sometimes some people had mental health issues. Some people were just lonely. I could probably write a book just on that.
Number plans.
are you pulling your Lily Tomlin?
Yeah, what? And to whom, who's the person
we're
to which I am speaking?
Dating ourselves.
So listen, number plans, she was Ernestine, I think, the telephone
yep.
operator. Number plans. Yeah, so if you dial it today, if you say, oh, I need help, I'm an operator, and you get doo-doo, that is the most annoying sound in the world to me. When you're trying to call somebody and you get doo-doo-doo, they can't pick three of the worst notes in music to use on the phone.
Doo-doo-doo. That's probably why they did it.
Oh, at least use NBC, dum-dum-dum, but they use that
sound. The warmer tones, not the cooler tones.
How about when you're calling somebody and you're in a hurry, you only have a short time to call, and you hear, the number you have reached is no longer in service. Or how about this one?
And it would repeat.
Or how about this? When you call somebody, the person you are calling, their phone thing is full at this time. Call back later.
We had answering machines, when a lot of us used like answering machines. Or even on cell phones. Even cell phones get full too. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They get full. Yeah. When you call a business to complain and you're so irate and you want to talk to somebody and they say, currently, we are busy. Please call back later. No, put me on hold. At least I'll wait 15 minutes and talk to somebody. And say, call back later. And then you're disconnected. I want to go through the phone. I want to choke somebody. Give me that machine. I'm going to choke it. Ugh. I wanted to choke so many things.
Phone woes.
I wanted to choke the groundhog for the snow we had the other day, blaming that little rodent in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Why do we put so much stress on Punxsutawney Phil? Why do we do that?
The poor little critters, they hold the critter up.
He never behaves well. He's kind of got like...
Because he's scared to death.
I know.
He just wants to go back in his burrow, mind his business.
Why do we do that to animals?
And there's also a lot of noise and chaos there in Punxsutawney, and probably scaring the little animal. Animals like their own kind. They like to be near their kind. And when you pull this ground, he's looking over the... There's not one person that looks like a groundhog. Although they do look...
Not where I belong.
Yeah, so... Yeah. But I blamed him for that snow the other day. Where is that? He said early spring. Where is he? I can't believe I actually put faith in that thing. So, okay, so I'm going to get you some coffee cups. I cannot believe I didn't check this yesterday. Because the other day I saw a big stack of them.
And I was going to bring one. It probably was in the mind's eye, I left it right on the counter.
Like, no. Weren't you going to give me a coffee cup?
I was. Where I was going to bring two, yeah.
Where is it?
That is a good question. I forgot them. You're I just explained that. This to you. I know.
This was a Racine County I coffee mug.
Correct, yeah. I'm just going to have one live here. We can do that, right?
I really don't know. I looked all over the building. It's got to be here somewhere. I've got to check people's offices. I don't think people stole them. I mean, they used to steal toilet paper, but I don't think they steal coffee cups.
I don't know. Coffee cups are one of those personal things. Like, you have your cup. You don't understand coffee culture because you don't drink coffee. But coffee cups are sacred things, right?
Well, I'll tell you my coffee mug story. I don't drink coffee. I've never tasted it in my entire life. When I worked at 103.7 in Milwaukee, which is now Kiss FM, but it was a different station when I worked there. People used to leave their coffee mugs all over the place. And when we had a lot of visitors in there, because a lot of clients came in, and it looked terrible. They were just slobs. So the manager made a rule. He said, we're going to have, since people can't clean their own coffee cups because they're slobs and pigs, we are going to have one person designated each week to clean the mugs every day before they leave. And they said, well, I'm not joining that because...
It's not me.
I don't drink coffee. I don't even have a coffee mug. So people were saying, well, Rosen's not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And people started going to Canada on this one. That's what they said. People are going to Canada. And there's a reference to draft Dodgers everywhere. So Bill Moose, who just passed away recently, he said to me, he's sitting in his wheelchair. He looks so sad in the wheelchair. And he said, do it for me. Don't do it for anybody else. Just do it for me. because he didn't like chaos. He didn't like, you know, trouble. Do it for me. And I said, okay, but it's under duress. I want you to know. He said, duly noted, you're under duress. First day, out of the hat, they picked my name. I was week one. What are the chances of that?
It was kismet.
Yeah, because they put everybody's name in a box, and they picked that name out each week, and I was the first one. So I took the mugs in a big, giant thing, and I washed them out. I brought them to the, in the hallway, there was this utility room.
How many were there? Were there like a few? Or like
20, 25.
Oh, my goodness. So you had a chore.
Yeah. We had a full radio station. This is, you know, this is the old days of radio when we had a full staff. So I took them, and I got so angry by day two, I took them and I dropped the bucket, and I broke half of them.
Oh, no.
And they were saying, you did it on purpose. I said, no, I didn't. It was an accident. And it was a lie. I did it on purpose. And it ended right there. I was the first and only person who was going to clean coffee cups. And the manager said, everybody's got to clean their own. What are the chances I was going to be the first person to do it? So anyway, that was the end of the big coffee mug cleaning thing. And never did it again. My wife doesn't drink coffee. I don't drink coffee. I own coffee mugs, but I use them as collector things.
Okay.
From different radio stations I worked at. Everybody had coffee mugs, but I don't use them for anything. I like to keep them. And I put them on display, some of my radio stuff. Life. Isn't it terrible? But, you know, and my mother and father were big coffee drinkers. My daughter drinks a lot of coffee. And I just...
Not your jam.
I never tasted it. Once I tasted coffee ice cream, and I hated it. And it's just, I don't drink hot drinks as a rule. But, I'll look for your coffee cups.
Thank you.
Now I feel terrible.
Thank you.
You don't see any around here, do you, in the studio? Tell me you want in this.
It's okay. I'll live.
No. We're going to get, I promised you, in order to get
coffee.
You in there, I promised you coffee.
You're going to make me get up this early. Actually, yes. I get up this early quite a bit. It's the 5 o'clock.
Do you have one of those coffee things at home that works on a alarm clock?
No.
People that do that, and it starts automatically.
I'm not that hardcore because in 2019, I had congestive heart failure. And one of the things that they told me to cut out was coffee. So I have a rotation.
You didn't do it.
Hear me out.
Keep that thought. We're going to hear about her disobeying the doctor's orders in just a moment here. It's 649 WRJN, Hometown Radio over Fresno, Civic Media Station.
Imagine.
coffee cups for Denise. We used to have a whole bunch of coffee cups here. And now they're gone. Somebody stole them. You know, things don't disappear. People steal them. So, they were here the other day. There was a whole stack of them. But now they're all gone. All right, well, it is what it is. Nothing I can do about it. But she's looking right now. And she'll, I guess, find him eventually. Some guy in Florida was walking around at night, thought he saw a dog dragging a long leash behind it. He got a little closer. He got too close. He realized it was a 7-foot alligator with a leash. Or maybe it was some person dragging along with him. I think someone needs glasses. Odd but true, the dinosaurs are only on screen for a total of 15 minutes in Jurassic Park. Now, that movie's over 2 hours. Couldn't find any?
No.
Oh, man. I feel terrible here. I'm looking around the studio like they're in here. I know they're not in here. You ever do that? You don't have a watch on, but somebody asks you what time it is, and you know you don't have a watch. And you have a match. Oh, and you're doing this, but you know you don't have because you don't smoke. But people do it anyway. Oh, I feel terrible.
It's okay.
No,
we'll
it's
live.
Not okay.
We'll live. We'll live.
No, it's not okay.
No, trust me, my cardiologist is much happier now.
Yeah, by the way, your doctor called. That's why I hid the coffee cups. Your doctor called and said, she shouldn't be drinking coffee. You want to hide that stuff. So, and I said, okay, you know, I'm here. I'm going to make people healthy again. I see all your posts about your diabetes thing.
Yeah. I have congestive heart failure, afibrillation, diabetes. I've got the whole cacophony of things, but...
Oh, you're going to use that college word on my listeners?
I know, sorry.
Is that what you're going to do?
It's a lot of stuff, people.
Is that what you're
going to
use your big degree on my audience?
They can handle it. They're smart people. I have faith, right? So, no, I had my heart was only working at 30%. Back in 2019, I had worked myself into a very big tizzy because, you know, the news business is just so joyful sometimes, and owning a news website is just so joyful. And so I had worked myself into a 30% of my heart working, and now I have 65% of my heart working.
Well,
I know. So that's progress, right? So I had made a deal with myself on the whole coffee thing. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to cut it out completely, but I kind of have this little rotation of like I drink coffee 1 or 2 days a week and I only have one, or I drink decaf or I drink water. So I kind of have like this rotation. I'm super into tea right now as well. So there you go. But you have no cups, friend.
I have tea, but I don't have the cups.
No cups, friend.
Want to hear my quick heart story?
Okay, go.
So... my wife, for Christmas one year, bought me a heart scan. They said it was on sale at the hospital where she worked. It went on sale. That's right. Hit our microphones. That's good.
Sorry.
That's because you don't have a coffee cup. Now you're taking it out on the equipment. So she got me the heart scan. And the guy, the cardiologist who read it, blah, 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 blah. And he didn't hear back from me. And so he went down to my wife. She worked at the hospital. He said, I think I need to speak to your husband. And he did call me back. And I said, I'm not coming back again to be charged the second time. Anything you should have said the first time. Now you're going to charge me again. So he went down to talk to her. He said, I really need to speak to him and tell him I won't charge him again. So I talked to him. He said, I don't think I made an impression upon you. You've got to go see a surgeon. This is pretty bad stuff. Then why didn't you tell me that the first time? So he's now living in Orlando, Florida, probably working the roller coaster ride at he was a good cardiologist too, but he retired and I think he lost it. Anyway, so I went to go see the surgeon. I had all my tests, and they put you on the stress test when your heart's no good.
Yes,
I mean
yes.
that's the thing that's going to kill you.
Well,
stress test.
I was on the version of the stress test where they didn't want to stress me out that much because they didn't know what they didn't know yet. So they gave me the stress test light version of that. So they didn't put me on a treadmill. They medically induced.
Well, yeah, I've been on that, but they put me on the treadmill and here I am huffing and puffing. So I met with the surgeon after all the tests, and he's, you know, surgeons could be cold. You know, they're not warm, friendly people. So I met with him and he sat down. He said, your heart's at an 8. I said, well, what's really bad? He goes, well...
Do you have to ask that question?
Well, I said, well, how bad is it 10? He goes, oh, 10, you're dead. He said, 9 is the worst you can get. He said, what do you want to do about it? That's all he said to me. What do you want to do about it? I said, well, can we get, you know, what do you do? He said, we got to replace the valve.
Yeah.
He said, so you want to do it? I said, yeah. What, can we do it like Tuesday?
Is that optional?
Yeah. So I did. I got a big honking scar going down my chest, and I got a bovine valve in me. What am I going to tell you?
Move.
That's why I like listening to the farm show at 5 a.m. every morning. See how my friends
are doing.
Well,
that so speaks to my farm girl life.